as we proceed with purpose. So when they're saying purpose, it's to really understand that each of us are claiming higher wisdom, higher exposure, higher truth. So when we proceed with purpose, we graduate beyond commonality. In other words, beyond 3D, beyond mass consciousness. Now it's important that we allow that that we allow that to proceed, that we allow that to process, that we allow that to endure. So what occurs is I just have this like amazing rose that's just blooming and blooming, like almost like it's just one of those little screens that we send to each other, where it's blooming and blooming and blooming. And so what we want to do is to allow love's instruction. We want to allow love's conversation, love's permission. So what they're saying is what many of us do is we open up to the beloved. We open up to that higher presence. And we do that in complete blissfulness. And then we think, well, now we've got to retire that. Now we've got to put that on the side because I have to attend to my child, to my boss, to whatever it is. So what we're coming to understand is the power of love. So in other words, they're showing each of us how to transfer this higher commodity, this higher realization that we're all extending, that we're all blossoming into, that we're all retrieving into everyday life, into everyday allowance, into everyday communication. Because just imagine that we're each weavers and we're using these energies, we're using like golden thread, and we're sealing our fate because like we're sewing it into the fabric of life. So if you remember that life is consciousness, life is really just consciousness, what is going to make the biggest impact is how you allow your own consciousness to be delivered the goods, to be in receivership of your true dominion, which is allowing heavenly bliss, allowing true recall. So that true recall is who we are in our Christ body, in our union, in our true alchemy. And this is something that we pay attention to, they're saying, in our quiet moments. So when we drift in a beautiful meditation, or we read a book, or we pray to Mother Mary, we receive these higher indicators. And so what we're learning to do is to stand direct. That means stay open, stay engaged, stay in love's presence. Now this love's presence, this uniting of our sacred heart, it's bringing us to completion. In other words, to open up to our multidimensional aspect requires an ongoing transference. And so that transference is of like lifestyle. In other words, how to receive our true relevance in all moments, in all situations, in all happenings. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our golden enhancement. So that golden enhancement is like this golden nectar that as we receive it, it's like we're receiving bliss. They're showing me the lover's card. So it's great to have a lover, of course, in the physical, but the true lover is the extension of our love of the divine, the love of our true essence, because we and the divine, there's no separation. So that true love affair is within our own assembly. It's with our own establishment. Now, when I'm saying that, they're showing me a ladle. So in other words, it's like having a ladle of soup, like help yourself, you're good to go. So this is about permitting that liberal teaching, that liberal establishment. In other words, just imagine school doors always open. You could imagine like you've got the keys to the kingdom. You could imagine that you've got a highway to higher truth, to higher assembly, to higher awareness. So whatever seems fitting, and they're saying to go ahead and dream. So you may just imagine that you can enter a castle. You can imagine that you just walk through space to the Pleiades any old time you feel like it. Whatever occurs to you is going to be the right approach. But we want to sing along. In other words, we want to get established in the awareness that all is coming upon us, all is engaged with us, that truth is heard within our own assembly. So this is our own consciousness. I literally have this like humongous gumball machine. And so it's like every time this kid takes like, you know, turns the little dial, gets gumball, it's like as he chews that gumball, it brings him into his true reality. So again, remember, whatever comes through from your higher self is the right exposure, is your way. And this is to be claimed daily. So just like you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, you do your laundry, whatever else you like to do. So it's daily, they're saying daily intrusion. They don't mean that in a harsh way. They mean that in a loving kindness sponsorship. So when I hear daily intrusion, I literally have an infinity symbol. So the infinity symbol is going forward and back. Just imagine being on a seesaw with someone. It's like up, down, up, down. It's a very easy motion. You have no worries. You have no concerns that if you're down, that you don't get to go up next time and vice versa. So just imagine that seesaw being easy peasy, fun, not hard, not strenuous, enjoyable, to be our very arrival, to be our very nature. So in other words, whenever we offer ourselves those kind gesturing, those kind movements of allowance, that this highest regard is upon us. So this is where we're learning to dance with our multidimensional lifestyle, where these increases of pulsation, these increases of divine union are happening really quite spontaneously. So what we're due, what is available for each of us is beyond our current consideration. Our current consideration being what we can consciously allow, remember, coincide with, foresee as a true possibility. So we may show up and arrive and it's like, well, really, I just want to know if I should ask for a raise, or I just want to know this, right? You're like, we have these like very specific linear awarenesses, like just get me through the next day, please, and I'm good to go. But remember that there's this higher approach, this higher orchestration that is looking to come into simulation, looking to come into true sponsorship, looking to be in charge. Not to be in charge like you don't have a say, to be in charge as if you had this huge lantern or this huge flashlight that's helping you see. That's helping you see so you don't have to step on the alligator's head, that you can jump over and cross safely over the moat. So as we will receive our entitlement, you can't possibly entitle yourself to too much. It's they're saying it's unheard of. So remember, like to infinity symbol, we are divinity. We are an X. So when we support that linear function, it's a belief in separation. There's never enough. So there's always a problem because you're always going to be separated from something. There's always going to be something missing. There's always going to be something interfering. That's just dualism. But we're here bringing forth the new arrival. In other words, we're the ones, just imagine you're part of the construction crew, and you're putting down the pavement. You're putting down the pavement of light. So you're teaching our brethren the new approach, the new consciousness. So the 3D is going to keep playing itself out. It just is. So we don't have to be concerned about that. What we're expecting, what we're allowing, what we're permitting, what we're enjoining, joining with, is our new discovery. So these are going to be our golden arches, our gold, the golden energy. Remember that golden elixir that is coming to circulate within our very nature. So this is where we're no longer responding to life in the negative. We're no longer responding to the life, to life in hardship. Doesn't matter what arrives in your doorstep. We're opening up to true visioning. So each of us, again, are bringing forth this highest broadcast. So you can feel yourself to have the like angelic wings. You can see yourself as a master, as a high priestess, whatever imagery presents. You may even have a cartoon character. Typically, if you're taking life too seriously, you're going to see something just cute and fun. It makes you giggle so that you release the hardship. So trust what arrives and just remember you're part of this construction crew that's transferring consciousness to a new allowance. So again, traveling with light, creating with light, bringing forth that sponsorship of our holy witness, our holy engagement. So as we will receive our light codes, as we will receive the transfer of consciousness, that's where we're receiving the aid and help of our higher witness. Now, this is for each. It doesn't matter how long you meditate, how long you don't meditate for. Each of us have that higher concern, that higher, and when the concern is not like a worry. It's like an aspect of who we are. So again, whether you think of yourself as an old soul, as one with high frequency, light work, whatever the terminology is, that's how you want to receive yourself. It has nothing to do with how you've been classified, what your job is. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the light that you hold. You can't not hold it. What we're learning to do is to create with it. What we're learning to do is to extend ourselves with true faith, with true allowance, with true transparency. Transparency is allowing the new to present, the new ideas, the new associations, the new liftoffs, the new brotherhood, the brotherhood being, it's all us. It's all us. There's no one that isn't separate from us. Excuse me. So when you judge another, you're judging yourself. When you open your heart to another, you're opening your heart to self. So as we will receive the keys to the kingdom, that is our own kingdom, our own essence, our own enlightened self. And again, do not be concerned. It's like, I don't need to enlighten. I just need to get through this little problem. So how you get through the problem is to receive yourself in higher consciousness. So it's the aspect of self that is lighter, that is holding that lighter frequency than what you are carrying that sourced the inconvenience to begin with. Because remember, everything is vibrating with us. Everything is an extension of us. We source it all. So what we're opening up to is our higher witnessing, our higher advantage, our higher endowment. So again, when I said endowment, it's like imagine a school receiving $5 million endowment. Something large, something grand, something that's just not going to, so you can squeak by. It's just going to totally renovate things, create divine solutions on the spot. So as we will receive this higher witness, they're asking us to, again, to engage, to join with, and to enjoy. Enjoy our new tomorrows. Enjoy understanding who we are in our light. Come to enjoy it. Come to aspire to your true essence, your true holy awareness. So as we will receive, allow that feeling of assurance that even before we close, things have shifted. There's been movement. Because remember, now there's nothing solid. Everything is energy. It comes down to waves. Beyond waves is to space. So everything, as we align, as we assemble, as we open up to that higher essence, that higher authority, it's already a done deal. Because we set things in motion, we're no longer responding to lack, we're no longer emitting the problem, the lower consciousness. We're growing in a semblance. We're standing in our light. We're evolving in our light. We're permitting our light. So now let's go back to endowment. Full endowment. Let us receive. And so imagine these energies bringing forth divine solution, divine readiness, energy switching, timelines, jumping timelines, however you receive this, to realize you're now in a new placement, in a new frequency. So what's going to vibe with you, what you are going to attract, is going to be different because you have now shifted. And allow that to be plausible. Allow that to be the truth. There's no going back. There's no yesterday. And yesterday being 10 minutes ago, it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. We are now in our new tomorrow. And let us seal our fate, claiming our witness of our true discovery. That is birthing the Christ presence, being one with our divine presence, being one with our I am presence in the now moment. So it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.